Amen. You guys can be seated. Once again, welcome to Decided Church. We're glad, super glad that you're here. You decided to worship with us today. We have a guest speaker, as we previously mentioned. And if this is your first Sunday, this sermon series is a little bit different than the others, isn't it? We're taking more of a laid-back approach, more conversational approach to this summer. And we're talking about our lives in a very practical way. We're talking about how can we grab our life. And if you're from South Carolina, you know exactly what that phrase means. But we've covered family, we've covered fun. This morning we have the privilege and the opportunity to talk about exercise. And without stealing too much of his thunder, how many of you would view exercise as kind of one of the more important things in your life? Maybe like one or two? Maybe one or two? Well, it is. It's super important. It is. It is important. It's just as important as anything else up here. And so I'll let our speaker talk about that today. But he's one of my best friends. I'm really excited to introduce him. And just so you know a little bit about his background, he was the first person to actually get saved at Decided Church. He was the first convert. And man, has he grown a lot. He's come really far. And this is a huge step for him today. He would tell you himself, he's not the most outgoing guy. He doesn't really like public speaking. Got a C in it in high school. So y'all show him a lot of love. This is my friend Clay Cumberlander. You would know him as the sound guy. He's an award-winning competitor, runner, bodybuilder, and athlete. Take it away, brother. We're proud of you. You're going to do great.
How's everybody doing this morning? And like Jim said, I definitely don't like public speaking, and I did get a C. One of four, and that was actually in college. So a lot of you know me, but I am the AV guy. I do a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff. Like I said, I don't like public speaking. I'm a behind-the-scenes kind of guy. But we're going to talk today about exercise, right? So there was a couple of you I saw raise your hands when you said that exercise was a part of your daily lives. And I want to know how many hands think that they should exercise. Right? Everybody. So everybody knows they should exercise, but why don't we, you know? Time, that's a good reason. Any others? Lazy? That's bold. Before I talk about why we should work out, there's so many good reasons I just want to tell you guys that working out can benefit you and your lifestyle. And I'm going to put them on the screen here, if this works. All right. So, did you know that exercise actually can boost mental health? It actually increases serotonin in your brain, and that actually promotes mental clarity. It's a huge stress reliever, as some of you know. You know, running can just be your way out of the world. It could just completely lower your stress levels. And what that is going to do is that's going to actually improve your happiness. And you're going to spread a light to other people around you, being a happier person. It's obviously going to improve your strength and stamina for any everyday task. That's an obvious thing that exercise is going to do. But it's going to improve your self-confidence and your coordination. And that's a big one, because a lot of people don't really understand how exercise is going to improve your self-confidence. But I'm sure that some of you who do work out have a little bit higher self-esteem. You're more confident in your abilities and what you can do. It's going to improve your memory, and it's going to slow cognitive decline, and it's going to also prevent a number of diseases and conditions such as high blood pressure, high cholesterol, type 2 diabetes, arthritis, osteoporosis, even stroke, and Alzheimer's disease. And like someone said earlier, they don't have a lot of time, and that kind of relates to, you know, balancing exercise with your other responsibilities of your daily life, right? So You know, people actually can take time out of their day to drive to the gym that they pay a gym membership for. And then that's, what, an hour of working out plus the commute time? So for me, I know that when I was in college, I got a gym membership at Gold's Gym. And it was 20 minutes to get to Gold's Gym, sometimes 25 with traffic. And that's, you know, 50 minutes out of the day gone, and I haven't even started to exercise yet, right? That's almost an hour right off the bat. And, you know, not a lot of people have an extra hour out of their day just to commute, much less actually start a workout. But there's so many opportunities that you don't need that much time to work out. You don't need equipment, first of all. You don't need anything but your arms and your legs. You can do it at the house. You don't need too much time either. I have a workout. It's called Tabata. It's very common in some... Well, it's a very common thing, Tabata. It's 20 seconds, 20 seconds of work, 10 seconds of rest for 8 times, right? It takes 4 minutes, and at the end of it, whatever you do during that 4 minutes, whether it's squats, sit-ups, push-ups, doesn't matter, you are tired. 4 minutes out of your day gone, and you got a good workout, you know? But a lot of people don't know how to work out. So a recommendation that I can give is YouTube. YouTube is actually, you know, you can go on YouTube to learn about anything. Whatever it is you want to learn how to do, YouTube has the answer and how to do it. So there's a few good YouTube channels that, if you guys want to write these down, they're very informative. But if it's, let's say you're a woman and you want something regarding like woman's fitness, a good channel on YouTube is called Runtastic Fitness. And that's two words, Runtastic Fitness. Fitness is the second word, Runtastic is the first word. If you're a man and you want to focus more on getting huge, there's actually a funny channel called Buff Dudes. But before you laugh, Buff, it's actually an acronym. And it stands for Better Understanding of Food and Fitness. And they are professional bodybuilders, but they really take the time to explain how to do exercises and how to eat healthier. And I know a lot of you have probably seen that one on YouTube. It's probably a commercial on every other video. Six-pack shortcuts with that Asian guy, you know what I'm talking about? He's pretty popular, but he's actually very informative, and he shows you how to do anything you want to know how to do. All you got to do is look on the internet, like I said. How dare you? Just kidding. All right, so working out at the house sometimes can be very hard to stay motivated. Laziness was mentioned. But everybody can set their own way to stay motivated. You just got to find it. So personally, my motivation is to always strive to do something better than I did before. Small goals, not huge goals. And speaking of goals, a lot of people, when they want to talk about fitness, they want to say, oh, well, you know, I want to work out because I want to lose 10 pounds. Or I want to lose these things. So, first of all, if your goal is to lose weight and physically look better, it's not your motivation is just not gonna sustain. You're gonna get depressed because you put all this work in and you're not seeing the instant gratification, the instant results, right? And if you just redirect how you look at exercising, instead of looking at how good do I look now, look at what can I do today that I couldn't do yesterday, or what can I do this week that last week, let me rephrase that. What did I do last week that today I just killed and dominated? You know, you can set up goals. For example, if you like running, and you go out for a run and you go to a street and then you come back and you come home. Well, set up a goal. Next time you want to go to the next street. Maybe the next street after that. And when you complete it, you're getting instant gratification, you're happy with yourself, and you're getting personal and physical gains out of it. That if you just had, oh, I'm going to go for a run, and you're going to go to the same street every time, you're just doing the same thing every day. And you always need to be looking to improve yourself as a person and improve your physical goals. And one more thing on that. Motivation to exercise. How many of you have kids, grandkids? How many people want kids? So virtually everybody in the room wants children or has children. So think about this. Also, one more thing. Has anybody ever been to the trampoline park? How many people want to go to the trampoline park? How many people want to go to the trampoline park today? So I've been to the trampoline park a few times. Highwire, I went to the one in Sand Hills, though. I haven't been to the new one. I hear it's pretty fun. But if you've been, you've seen, there's a lot of kids out there jumping, right? But most of the time, you're probably the oldest one out there, right? I know it is for me. But I look around, and I see all these kids, and all their parents are along the sides, looking at their phones, reading whatever, and their kids are just begging for them to come out and play with them, come jump, and they won't do it. You know, I want to be the guy whose kids are buddies. They want to jump, but they want to play, they want to have fun with their kids. They're going to get those memories that are going to be there forever, because the memories are the one thing that can't be taken away from you, right? But, you know, you don't want to be sitting on the sideline not there for your kids, not having fun with them. And that's motivation, and that's a big motivation for me. I know those kids, they seem like they all have so much energy. They never run out of stamina, right? Well, you know, a little bit of exercise can improve the stamina for you, and you'll be able to keep up with them better, and you won't get as tired quickly. So, how can we relate exercise to Jesus, right? Who thinks that God cares if we exercise? That's a good bit of people. It's surprising. You guys are good. So, I have a verse. Everybody's probably seen this before. 1 Corinthians 6:19 through 20 says, "Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price, or bought with a price, so glorify God with your body." Or in your body. Same thing. So, everybody see that? You were bought with a price. You know, Jesus died for us. God paid his son on the cross for our bodies, for us. Should we take care of it? Another two verses that are, I just found kind of interesting. So, this is 2 Timothy 2:5, and Paul's talking. He says, "An athlete is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules." And then later on, Paul says another analogy in 2 Timothy 4:7, that says, "I fought the good fight, I finished the race, I have kept the faith." And I find these interesting because Paul, obviously, well, first of all, these are not talking about exercise, I just want to clarify that. It's a metaphor, but Paul uses athletic terminology, and he obviously viewed physical exercise and even competition in a positive light. So, with that being said, this whole sermon series, we've been asking this question, how can we honor God by having good exercise principles in our lives? And I just want you guys to think of an analogy here. So let's say that your parents, like you just turned 16, right? You go downstairs, you go in your living room, and your parents are there, and they say, let's go outside, we've got a present for you. And they just bought you this sweet new car. This thing is awesome. This is like the best day ever. It's epic. So you didn't have to pay money for this car. You didn't have to really do anything for this car but turn 16, which was going to happen anyway. So you take this car and you floor it everywhere. You drive it so hard, you don't get the oil change, you don't take it to get service. Heck, you even go off-roading with it. So the car breaks down. It doesn't work anymore. Do you think your parents would be mad? They'd be pretty pissed. So, well, God created man, and he gave us our bodies as vessels for our spirits, right? So, and he paid the ultimate price of having his son die on the cross for us. Why aren't we taking good care of our vessels? You know, we should honor God and how we treat our bodies. And we can do that through physical exercise, right? So, I just want to turn us to 1 Corinthians 10:31. And it says, so whether you eat or drink or whatever it is that you do, do all to the glory of God, right? And a way that we can use physical exercise to glory God and give him the glory is by extending our years of service to the Lord, because exercising, just like a car and maintenance, is going to extend your life. It's going to, that car, if you were to take care of it, it's going to last longer. Just like us, if we take care of it, if we exercise, and we eat healthy, we're going to last longer. And doing that, we're going to be able to meet more people. We're going to be able to tell more people about Jesus. We're going to be able to just simply live a happier and healthier lifestyle. And people are going to see that and they're going to notice, right? And, I mean, it doesn't... The beauty of it is it also helps us. And the things that we do in our lives for fun are improved drastically. For example, if... Let's say my hobby, a lot of you know, I like to mountain bike. I don't know what y'all's hobbies are, but personally, I like mountain biking, and I like hiking, I like kayaking. A lot of people probably think about those things, and they're like, yeah, that sounds pretty fun, right? Whether you like to mountain bike, hike, play softball, play tennis, volleyball, do you want to be good at those things? Do you want to not get tired fast when you do them? So, exercising is a good way to extend your stamina, or improve your stamina, and extend the time that you can have. Somebody's tweeting, Jim. So, you can extend the time that you have doing the things that you really love to do. And that's really important, right? Don't you want to be able to do what you love to do longer or be better at what you love to do? So, how does healthy eating relate to exercising and feeling good and being healthy, right? Well, healthy eating is extremely, extremely, extremely important. There's really two groups. You have these group of people who are like, I'm gonna, you know, healthy eating is great, and you can't have improvement if you don't exercise and eat healthy, right? And then you've got the group that's like, well, I want to exercise, but because I exercise, I can eat whatever the heck I want. Yeah, that's the good one, right? Well, I'm probably closer to the latter, too. But I've been trying to actively eat healthier. And everybody should really try to eat a little healthier, because if you really think about it, if you put bad in, you're going to feel bad. There's that saying, you are what you eat. Everybody's heard it. And it's true. So we should all actively attempt to eat a little healthier daily, because you don't want to put off this bad vibe to all of the people you know. You should try to be a light no matter what, right? And another motivation, a lack thereof, if you don't have an accountability partner when it comes to eating and fitness, it's going to be so hard. There's been times, and I didn't really get accountability partners until after college, and I'll be 26 coming in August, so this has been a few years ago before I got my first accountability partner. But before that, I would go months without even thinking about exercise. I didn't care. I had better things to do, right? Like watch TV. Play video games. But an accountability partner is good, because let's say you and your accountability partner, y'all hit up the gym every once in a while, or y'all meet up and have buddy workout time, if you will. Well, let's say today you're not really feeling it. You got nothing to do, but it's a lazy day, right? Well, your friend calls you, hey, do you want to work out? You know you're saying yes. You're not going to turn them down, because you got nothing to do and you want to be just as good as they are. Because an accountability partner is not only an accountability partner, it's your competition, right? It's friendly, it's healthy, it's good competition to have an accountability partner. Whether you actively make it a competition or not, if it's just in your head, it's good to have someone to compete with. So finding an accountability partner could be a hard thing to do, because you need to find someone who's similar to you. But if you guys do something and that person outdoes you, you're going to push yourself to do what they did or outdo them. And that is going to promote better fitness overall in the long run. And you're going to push your limits more, and you're going to really be surprised at what you can do. And like I said, that's what it's really all about, is personal goals, personal capabilities, not how much weight I can lose or can I fit into my jeans. So I want to tell you guys a little bit about my story and how I got into fitness. Now, you're probably looking at me like, you're really not that big, right? Like, I've been working out since sophomore year of high school. Now, I don't try to get real bulky. I'm not one of those. I just want to be good at the things that I do. So I've been working out since high school. Now, when I was in ninth grade, the year before I started weightlifting, I was 89 pounds. No joke. I was little. And I also had red hair, if you didn't know. I know, surprise. So I had a huge target on my head for being bullied. I was a very easy target. Little, small, red-haired. Oh, I'm picking on him. So I didn't like being bullied. Who does? So I wanted to make a change, and I thought that maybe if I got a little stronger, if I got bigger, you know, I wouldn't be bullied as much. So simply put, I signed up for weightlifting class sophomore year, and I remember, it's another Twitter. Oh, there's another one. Is this thing good? Can you turn these off? Looks like it already is off, though. Anyway, sorry. So, I started out weightlifting in sophomore year, and I remember laying down on the bench. I was wanting to try bench press. And I grabbed that 45-pound bar with no weight on it, and it hit me in the chest, and I couldn't get it up. I was like, dang. And for those of you who don't know, my fiance Caitlin can rep that no problem. But I worked at it. I didn't give up. I kept pushing myself. I got new goals. You know, I wanted to get the 2.5s on. And then I wanted the 5s. And I just kept working at it. And every week I was doing more and more and more than I did the week before. And it was really almost instant gratification. And that's why you shouldn't focus on what your body looks like, but you should focus on your capabilities. That's huge. So every week I was doing more and more and more. And by the time it was time for the school year to be over, 10 months, I was doing 3 times the amount that I started with. I was doing more than what I weighed. And it's just an example of how dedication and hard work can really push your capabilities, and you can actually see what this body God gave you can do. You know what I'm saying? But I'm about to wrap it up. But in closing, I want to leave you guys with an encouraging thought. And that is, when it's the day of the week where it's like, I don't know, Tuesday is usually pretty bad, right? Tuesday sucks. But you've had a long day at work. You just want to go home. You don't even want to cook. It's one of those nights where you got to pick up some food and bring it home. And you just want to sit down on the couch and watch Netflix. You know, you're at a crossroads. And you just need to remember that God purchased our bodies with his son on the cross. So I need you to ask yourself, how are you treating God's property? So before I go, we're going to do something a little fun. I want everybody to stand up and get in little lights. Please. And I want you guys to actually find a spot away from your seat where you have a little room, because we're going to do an exercise. It's not going to take too long. I don't want to hear any moaning. All right, I'm going to show you guys how to do it, okay? You got plenty of room. We're going to be going down to a squat, though. It's not going to take long. It's only going to be a couple seconds. So the exercise, I like to call it a cross jump. So all you're going to do is you're going to take your feet and put them shoulder width apart, point them straight-ish, whatever's comfortable. And what you're going to do, everybody watch, you're going to take your right hand, you're going to squat down, you're going to touch the floor. If you can't touch the floor, touch your ankle. Just go as low as you can. And bend your knees. Don't forget. You got to bend your knees. That's fine. So you're going to touch the floor, and then you're going to jump up. Or you don't have to jump if you don't want to. But you're going to touch the sky, if you will. And then you're going to come down with your left and do the same thing on the other side. And that's one rep, guys. We're going to do 3 of those. That's it. I'll do it with you. I'm going to set the mic down. All right, ignore Will. He's clumsy. All right, I just want to thank everybody. I'm checking out here. I'm handing the mic back to Jim. I'm going to go back to the back where I belong.
Yeah, if you couldn't hear him, it was my fault because I'm the newbie in the sound booth. But thank you, Clay. Did he not do a great job? It's first time speaking, so thank you, Clay. And that is the truth. I hope you caught the heart of what he was saying, especially in that 1 Corinthians passage, you are not yours. How many of us really live our lives like that? How many of us treat our bodies and put into it and get out of it like we're thinking constantly that we are not ours? But we're not. You're not yours. And it's hard for us to think about that because, you know, we've never known anything different. We were born with these bodies. We've grown up with these bodies. And so it's hard for us to think of ourselves as this temple, this body of flesh, is not ours, but it isn't. It's been purchased for us by Jesus. So a great word from Clay on exercise. So keep that in mind this week. And let me just say, if you don't have accountability partners, look around. There's no excuse not to have one. And even if you don't belong to a gym, I know personally, Clay would love to have you at his house. He's got his whole garage is a gym. And he would have you, he loves when first-timers come. He's got a great big whiteboard on one of his walls in the garage. And I know when I went for the first time, you see all these names listed on his whiteboard and all these personal records. And it's like, dang, how do I get my name up on the whiteboard, Clay? He's like, well, you got to come another time. I mean, you got to work up to it. You can't get on the whiteboard the first week. And so that was motivation for me, like, instantly. Like, I want my name up there. Y'all, like, I need my name up there. I want some personal records. So I kept going. You can do the same thing. You just got to go twice, and your name can be on the whiteboard. Right, Clay? So no excuses for no accountability. And let's put this in motion. Let's become the things that God wants us to be. Let's have many years of service for the Lord. And that's very tied to how we treat our bodies. Next week, we're going to be talking about time management. I'm going to be on the front row, y'all, because I need some time management. Who else is looking forward to that talk? We're going to have another guest speaker. All right. Okay, Jessica. She's going to be on the front row, too. We'll just set up our chairs right here, me and you, okay? we're going to have a lady, a seasoned lady. I don't want to say old, because she's not old, but she's seasoned. She's been through life, and she has a lot to say about time management, so I can't wait for you guys to meet her. Some of you do know her name is Joy Bocknight, and so she's going to be speaking next week on time management. It's going to be awesome. Please be here. Joy from Chick-fil-A, that's right. So let's pray, and we'll have one more song, and we'll be done here. Once again, thank you, Tim and Bethany Spears, for joining with us in worship today. It was an honor to have you guys. Let's pray. God, we love you. We thank you so much for purchasing this body that we so often take for granted. I know I do. And help us to treat it as it really is. It's the temple of the Holy Spirit. It is yours. It's your dwelling place. God, I pray that we would take exercise seriously. Now, I do pray that we wouldn't make it an idol. I pray that we would not become so wrapped up and engrossed in it where it takes over our life. Help it to have the proper place in our life, but it does have place. And so many of us don't make time for it. We don't put any priority in it, but it does matter. We thank you for your son, Jesus. We thank you for the sacrifice he made on the cross. We thank you for his shed blood for our sins that covers all of our shame and guilt. And I pray most importantly that if anyone here hasn't accepted you as Savior, God, that today would be their day of salvation, that they wouldn't leave here without dealing with that most important question of what have I done with Jesus? What have I done with Jesus? And I pray that salvation would come to them today, that the free gift of your grace would flood their lives today. We thank you. God, give us a good week. Help us to exercise this week. It's in your name that we pray. And all God's people said, amen. Let's stand and sing together.